isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi 7:30 siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 30 Mbimbitho 2018 igama ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisha kakhulu asila mali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathila amabhasi aphuma agcwala kude abantu abasebenzi.
Ulu weZimbabwe umanyana lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa ayesiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika kodwa kobulawayo bakhala ngokuswelakala kwemali. Ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uambasada Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kungephasika kunje seleqembu lembube indosakusa elidume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Uzulu umanyane labakwamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika lapho abaningi abahle bathatha lelo thuba lokuba le mbuthano yemuli ingaba imitshado ukulobola lokunye okuninginengi. Kodwa uZulu kobulawayo uthi ukuswelakala kwemali kwenze ukuthi behluleke ukuya emakhaya loba ukuya kwethekelela izihlobo labangane kwamanye amadolobho. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iphasika iqale namhla kodwa iqale uZulu weZimbabwe ebhekane lohlupho oluqhubekela phambili olokusweleka kwemali lemisebenzi. Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 eRenkini luveze ukuba laloba amabhasi ephuma esiya emaphandleni lakwamanye amadolobho uZulu ubamba ngamandla ukuya ekhaya. Omunye wabakade beserenkini ezedlulela nje umnumzana Mayebongwe Khumalo uthi yena uyehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngaleli khefu ethi uswele imali.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisha kakhulu asila mali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathila amabhasi aphuma agcwala kude abantu abasebenzi khonokiswe sokuthula ukuncane sisenze ukuphathisa imali asiyithula abantu bathi amaikho keshi ifungcela ikho keshi awula mali. Hayi, siyangicela ukuthi uhulumende engathi engasisekela lathi asenzele ukuhle uZulu weZimbabwe.
Omunye njalo umnumzana Gilbert Ncube uthe ikhefu bayalibona kodwa uhlupho lokusweleka kwemali lubathwalise nzima.
Into ezenzakalayo ukuthi nje namhlanje ngani amaswayiphayo kulohlupho amakhadi kahambi kahle network yala so abantu abala cash. So into ezenzakala sicela nje angathi kuya improve into zama cash uhulumende asincede kakhulu kazi. Ngoba lati kunje singabantu esingasebenzi esithembile abantu abanjani abasebenza ukunqa bethole lati siyathola.
Umnumzana Give Mo Zondo uthi yena wehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngokuswela imali ethi amapolisa kakansili ayabahlukuluza nqa bethengisa.
Yohlupho endlalo ngale mali ngoba kathi singehlulekile ekhaya nqa ukuthi cash angithola angisebenzi ngapha lawo makhokho omsebenzi lo tesiweza ababa bezosihlukumeza so sesisola ukuthi siphile njani thina. Ay phasika le njengoba nje ngikhona lapha ikukudla kwakhona bavela ngelinye iplan engayenza.
Umama osebenzela erenkini endala kobulawayo uMadlamini uthe ikhefu leli liphansi njalo ibhizimusi liphansi ethi bebekhangelele ukuthi inzuzo izaba phezulu kodwa akunjalo.
Ikhefu leli liphansi. Abantu abahambi njengenjayelo. Ibhizinisi liphansi. Besikhangela ukuthi maybe inzuzo zizaba phezulu kodwa akuhambi.
Ukungasebenzi kukaZulu kobulawayo kanye lokusweleka kwemali emabhanga kudumaza amakhefu amaningi. Iningi likaZulu liyazisebenza njalo lisuka likhethe ukuthi lizisebenzele emabhizimusini abo kulokuthi bahlale kumbe bavakatshe. Amabhizimusi amaningi abevuliwe uZulu eziqhubela imisebenzi ehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umeli wele Melika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Uthi kumele leZimbabwe libhadale izikwelede njalo lingadlalisi imali ngokuthenga impahla elentengo ephezulu enjengezimota zeziphathamandla zikahulumende. Uthi amanye amazwe eMpumalanga aphumelele ngokulwisana lokungethembeki lokunye okufanayo okwenza athuthuke ngemfanelo aze abhidlizwe ngohulumende ababe bengenzi kahle umsebenzi. U-Ambassador Thomas Jr. obesebenzela eZimbabwe okweminyaka emithathu ukhangelelwe ukugqiba umsebenzi ekupheleni kukambimbitho. Nanko okunya kwethulele umsakazo weStudio 7.
It's going to be a long road, and I think we need to make that clear. You don't get out of the debts overnight. But it's simple. You pay off your debt to not only the international financial institutions, but private banks, or you reschedule them.
Kumele sikhulume iqiniso ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo. Kodwa kulula nje lokhu ngoba okumele kwenziwe ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede. Lapha ngikhuluma ngezikwelede zamabhanga amakhulu amazwe wonke omhlaba jikelele. Nxa kusehlula ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede lezi, kumele kukhulunyiswane lamabhanga la ukwenzela ukuthi kungahluphi ukubhadala izikwelede lezi. Kuqakathekile lokhu kakhulu, njalo ukukhuluma lamankampani azimele wodwa lakho kuqakathekile.
You've seen the Asian Tigers, you've seen Rwanda, all of them adopted the same thing. They made it easy for foreign and domestic investors to come in. They got rid of corruption. They made opportunity.
Sakubona lokhu emazweni aseMpumalanga. Sakubona njalo lokhu kusenzakala elizweni leRwanda. Amazwe wonke la enza wabalula ukuthi osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe babe lentshukuntshu yokuvula amafektali emazweni abo. Balwisana lokungethembeki, balungisa imigwaqo lokunye okufanayo kusenzelwa ukuthi impahla ethengwayo yehle intengo yayo.
These are things that we believe Zimbabwe will have to do.
Sibone ngani lokhu yikho okumele kwenziwe kwele Zimbabwe ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe leli lithuthuke.
It can no longer be a society where government officials were rent seekers or got wealthy through patronage or
akwenzi ukuthi kube lelizwe lezigilamkhuba eziqambula umnotho welizwe senzela ukuzinothisa zona. Akulunganga ukuthi batshontshele uZulu ngokuthenga izimota ezidula okumangalisayo abantu bona behlupheka.
Alo ke bekungu Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. ummeli wele Melika eZimbabwe obexoxa le Studio 7 ekhona pha eWashington DC.
Yebo mthwakazi omuhle, belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhohlwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo kusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo kuFacebook kukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele.
Abethekelela eZimbabwe ngesikhathi sekhefu lePasika bakhala ngokuphuziswa emngceleni ikakhulu kwabatshayelayo. Intatheli izindaba eStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya ube phakathi kwamakhulu angene eZimbabwe ngomngcele wePlumtree wasiqoqela udaba olulandelayo.
Iningi lezethekeli belicabanga ukuthi lizathola so lenguquko ngendlela ekakhulu inhlanganiso yobuthanisa imithelo eyeZimbabwe Revenue Authority iZimra eqhuba ngayo ibhizimusi emngceleni lokhu kuza ngesikhathi uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa ukuthi sebelungise konke uze bakhange abamabhizimusi ngaphansi komkhankaso obethwa ngamazwi akhe athi iZimbabwe is open for business. Kodwa akula ukutshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ivuliwe kwezebhizimusi uma kwenzakala emngceleni kuyiso isibonelo noma nje imizila ibe ingamide kangako ngolwesine kukhandelwe ukuthi kube ukuqala kwekhefu lePasika izethekele ziqede phose amahola amathathu ukuthi zidindise incwadi zamapassport lokuthola incwadi zokungena lemota ezama temporary import permit iTIP. Abanye bathi kumceke ukuthi iZimbabwe ayingeke ikhange izethekele uma emngceleni abantu bengaphathiswa amasinya njalo langothando. Umnumzana Thamu Banda laye unengwe isidensi sabasebenza emngceleni esithi bayaphuza ukuphathisa isihambi.
Ukudintisa passport takes time, even is more you process in the border it's so long, so even when people want to come and invest base be demotivated at the end of the day.
Unkosazana Shungi Ndlovu uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi amazwi okuthi Zimbabwe is open for business awuhambelani lokwenzakala emngceleni.
Boda engikwenze lapha ukuhamba ngisiyazama ukubhadalela imota ngiphenduke ukuyadindisa ipassport lokho kusiba slow ngamandla ngemva kwalokho imota ivalelwe ngale ngusecurity guard ngiphinde mbuyele futhi ngizama ukuthi ngiyethatha imota isikhathi ngicine spende more than 3 hours ngihlezi ngiseboda. Manje how can iZimbabwe be open for business?
Njalo okudanisa izivakashi ukuthi amakhadi abo ebhanga avela phandle kwamanye wamazwe abasebenzi kufunakala imali uqobo. Abafana lo mnumzana Nkazimulo Dube bathi lokho kumele ngabe uhulumende omutsha siwakulungisa.
Danisa lokho esikubonayo lapha nxa sifika kweZimbabwe ezithi zikhona apha eborder sithwala nzima ukuthi siswipe bathi they cannot accept ama visa card but bayisiphethe ukuthi sisasebenzisane. Asikho lokho kade sikukhangelele njengabe sithi kule new dispensation. We expecting these things from the old administration but khanya kungela mahluko kangako.
Esinye isisebenzi seZimra sivumile ukuthi indlela abaphathisa ngayo izihambi ikakhulu abatshayeli iyaphuza ngakho bazadlulisela umlayezo kwabakhulu. Iningi lesihambi belitshengisa ukunengeka ngendlela akade bephathiswa ngayo kulokukhonona kodwa izisebenzi zomncele azikutshayanga ndiva. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisePlumtree.
Siyabonga Martin Ngwenya. Kunjalo nje ukuxoxozela kwezihambi okwenzakala emngceleni weBridge Border Post kucatshangelwa ukuthi kungaba kubangelwa ukuthathwa umfanekiso okwenziwa esinye isisebenzi somngcele lo eSouth Africa esabonakala sizilibazisa kumakhale khukhwini sisemsebenzini. Kusukela izolo bekuminyene emngceleni lo kucelele South Africa okubikwa izisebenzi zogajalwe immigration bezisebenzela okumnenge. Abanye babikwa bethethe amahola afika phose ichumi bemelele ukudindelwa amapassport abo. Kodwa ngakucelele eZimbabwe kubikwa kungela kuxokozela. Isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa mnumzana Cassius Jay Simana Mpofu uthi okungaba kubangela ukuxokozela lokhu kumbaxambili. Kesimuzwe echasisa.
Ya ngathi kule ghost law South African side abantu bathatha isikhathi esithi bakhiyele amaphepha. Ilezinto eziyi-2 ezikhala ngathi zivangele lokho. Eyakuqala yakhona bayaprotesta abantu beSouth Africa e-border khona lama immigration officials. Ngento yenziwa abantu eZimbabwe. Kule sithombe abasithaya omunye umama wayesemsebenzini ukuze into ayenza ingalunganga kodwa bathatha isithombe basifaka ku-internet uma wona wagcina ngathi ku-suspension pending ukuthi kwesikhathi agcine exoxa umsebenzi. So abanye abagazanye badabule ngoba kunengi okusizakala eboda beyosiza abantu beZimbabwe labangena amaphepha esikhathi bebasiza. Kodwa-ke into abayenzayo inrayithi na kodwa kathi seyi-backfire ngoba lowo mama lowo wayesemsebenzini wabonakala esiba ku-WhatsApp ngesikhathi somsebenzi engasiza abantu ngendlela abasebenzisaka ku-Facebook kuya-WhatsApp ku-Facebook iministri yakubone hhayi cina ihambe yasika khona ngalo. Enye indaba futhi ebangela khonokho iyahambelana layona le kule-corruption ekhona eboda. So khala ngathi iminista yeHome Affairs uMeli Sigigaba uthumele ama officials amanye asuka ema town njengabo Pitoli akhona ngale. So sokungathi into yakhona abantu beboda khona la abesenzela into yabe-immigration service side ayibaphathi kahle ngoba bebesidla ngezikhathi zolezo. So laba ababuyileyo ababathembi babesawo. So yindlela engathi bayadingisela ngayo naleyo.
Sizwa kuthiwa abanye kade sebefuna ukuthi baye ekhaya ngesikhathi lesi sekhefu lephasika bagcine besebenzisa eminye imingcele ngenxa yokwesaba ukuyahlala isikhathi. Uke wakuzwa yini khona?
Ya, ngibonile khona kusukela izolo ngoba mina isikhathi esiningi ngisePretoria lapha kodwa ngiseze Rustenburg, North West Province. Uhambeni kwami ngo-N4 ngisuka ePretoria ngisiya eRustenburg lokuyajika engikwenza izolo. Ngibona imoto eziningi ebezikhomba ukuthi zithwele impahla ziyakhonale. Sacontshela abantu engisebenzela ukuthi abantu ababalekela into eseboda yeBelgium ngoba kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi baklear. So bathatha ibhoda yeBotswana baye beyasevela eBotswana. Yiyo indlela eqinisekisa abanye abayenza ukuthi abaqinisekise cabanga lokuthi badike ebhoda yeBelgium khona ukuthi basiqinisele ingalani ke lokho.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Cassius Ajays Simana Mpofu sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni esePretoria khona le eSouth Africa. Good Life Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngekhefu lephasika ukuthi lingaba lilinanza njani lapho elikhona. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese Washington DC. Yesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Ibutho lomanyano leMelika leSyria libikwa lilahlekelwe ngamalunga alo amabili kwalimalaka kubi abahlanu ngolwesine ntambama. Amapolisa kwele Brazil abikwa ebophe abantu abambalwa izolo abalobudlelwano lomongameli Michel Temer walelo lizwe ngamacala enkohlakalo lapho umongameli anakanelwa ukuthi uyafumbathiswa ukuze anikeze abangani bakhe imisebenzi yamakontrakti kahulumende ikakhulu esitijini sezikepe esikhulu salelo lizwe. Izakhamizi zebulilima West ezansi emandebeleni zithi ziyemukela ibandla lezaphu ngoba liyinsika njalo bayajabula ngokuba umongameli walo okwamanje umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa umi labo laloba ebhekane lobunzima adlula kibo. UAnastasia Ndlovu siphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ibandla lezaphu seliqalile ukuhamba likhankasela ukuba livotelwe kukhetho oluzayo njalo izakhamizi zakondolwane zihlangene emhlanganweni emavinkilini akobhuche bathi ibandla lezaphu baza kumalalo kukhetho oluzayo ngoba bayinsika ezweni njalo bayazi ukuba abantu bafunani. Isakhamuzi sakondolwane kuward 9 unkosazana Soneni Sibanda uthi ujabule ngokuhlangana njalo labakhokheli bebandla lezaphu ngoba kuyilo ibandla abaqala lalo ezombangazwe.
Ngibongile kakhulu ngenhlanganiso le evela kobulawayo ikhuluma ngezinto zonke esifanele ukuthi sizenze ngoba bakhuluma ngokuthi sikhumbule ekhaya besiswele ukuthi singenzani siphakathi laphakathi sicamalazile kodwa imfundo yabo isichele sisile ngoba besiswele ukuthi atizaphu yayangapi.
Umnumzana Athwele Ndlovu ongene lomhlangano kondolwane uthi sebeqalile ukuhlela inkokheli abazakumalazo ebulilima West kukhetho oluzayo njalo bazasebenza gadalala ukuze umbuso uze ezabelweni.
Namhlanje besilomhlangano kobhuthi owezaphu lomhlangano ube impumelelo enkulu lapho besihlela khona amakandidate wethu kusukisela kukhansela kusiya ku-MP silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Ngempela silesiqiniseke ukuthi lonyaka ibulilima West izothathwa yizaphu.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi sebulilima West uBanda Moyo okhangelele ukuba ngukansila Uthi engajabula uma abantu bengasebenza gadalala njalo uyajabula uzasebenzela abantu.
Mina ngajabula kakhulu uma singasebenza mpela sibuyele ekhaya ngobunengi. Lapha izidingo zabantu bakithi azikho kodwa ke hayi amathambo ayavuka ngiyabona kubongela lamadoda azinika isikhati bazofika ebulilima west sisebulilima west manje njengoba ngikhuluma. Angijabule kakhulu for the first time lami siba le rally nje lami ngikhona. So ngizimisela ukuseva lama bantu bakithi bangikhethe as a councillor. I'm sure zasebenzela uzaphu nabantu.
Ibandla lezaphu kuliviki liveze imanifesto yabo kobulawayo bethi bakhangelele ukuyangena kukhetho oluzayo bejonge ukuba bengangena embusweni abantu bazibuse ngaphansi wombuso wezabelo okuyinto abayilwela empini. Kondolwane ebulilima West izakhamuzi zakhona zichaze ukuba basekela ibandla lezaphu ngoba kuyilo elaletha inkululeko kuthi la amanye amabandla akhona ezweni ayabakhohlwa bengangena embusweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 isebulilima West ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha impumela imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamhlanje emini.
Iqembu le-Islanders libe ngutshikile obhanqa leqembu le-Triangle kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni emidlalweni eqhutshelwe enkundleni yeBarber Fields namhla emini. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bengabe benganqobanga yebo kodwa badlale ngcono kulalokho abakwenze emdlaleni wabo wesibili abawudlalela iqembu le-Rentals.
Singene kumdlalo wanamhlanje silokhu sicabanga ngomdlalo wethu oviki lesibili esiwudlalela iqembu le-Rentals lapho esingadlalanga khona kuhle kodwa okungithokozisayo ukuba abafana badlale kuhle namhlanje ngoba benelise ukulichaya ibhola.
Limpumelelo yomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Islanders le-Triangle itsho ukuba iqembu le-Islanders selimiklomelo yisikhombisa ngemva kwemidlalo emithathu kuthi le-Triangle lithole imiklomelo walo wakuqala selokhu kuqale imidlalo yalonyaka. Komunye umdlalo weviki lesithathu odlalwe namhla iqembu le-Japani Mine libe ngutshikile obhanqa 2-2 leqembu le-Nikrud. Lo mdlalo uqhutshelwe enkundleni emaglass edolobheni lezwishabane. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili ngesonto lapho iqembu le-Rentals lizadlala khona leqembu le-Yada enkundleni ye-Rufaro. Iqembu le-Mtare City lizadibana lele-Harare City enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Elebulawayo Chiefs lizadlala lele-Chapungu ngaseluvivwe kuthi ele-Capes United lizanqikelana lele-Black Rhinos. Ngomvulo iqembu le-Dynamos lizemukela ele-Highlanders ngase-Rufaro. Iqembu le-Shapani Mine lizadlala lele-Chicken Inn ngase-Maglass. Iqembu le-Nikrut lizemukela ele-Ngezi Platinum ngase-Ascot. Ele-FC Platinum lizadlala lele-Bulawayo City ngase-Mandava. Kuthi ele-Triangle lizemukela ele-ZPC Kariba ngase-Kipo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo ngimuJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling.
Woza Friday kuhlelo Woza Friday kungephasika kunje nje sileqembu lembube indosa kusa eledume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamia lokucula ingoma zokholo asizweni okunengi umkhokheli waleli qembu uOscar Siziba exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasva.
Lusuku oluhle lwePhasika akulanto enhle njengokuthi silibazisane ngamaphimbo amnandi namhla avela uqembu lendosakusa abalaleli sebethe gwaqa belale umsakazo olohlonze weStudio 7 kuhle kuphela ukuthi balazi leli qembu lona elilamalunga esishiyagalombili.
Indosakusa The Morning Star yaqala ngo-2001 yazi ukuthi yayiseseyimpumelelo Shining Stars lapho ngakho-ke yaqalela enqameni egwanda emathebeleni south emaphane eZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Abantu abaningi balazi ngegama lenu elidume kakhulu, impumelelo Shining Stars. Utheni laguqula lelo gama mnumzana Siziva?
Sitshintshe ibizo from Impumelelo Shining Stars to Indosakusa the Morning Star. Lokho kungumbono kaJehova uNkulunkulu osinikeze yona ukuze afeze lokho afuna sikwenze, asinikeze futhi isibane sokuthi asikhanyisele lapho siya khona. Siyabonga.
Konomdleni wami owake wabasemhlabeni,
usengandulele
ekhaya
lapho
lapho ngombona ezulwini, ungangibambezeli qha
unesinyaka
unesinyaka nyaka
la
abasanda kusixhuma sekuhlelo waza woza Friday ngekhefu lephasika kunjenje leqembu lendosakusa. Omelele liqembu ngumkhokheli walo Oscar Siziba, ukanti leli qembu selisebenze labanye abaculi abalodumo, yikho njenje labo belodumo.
Sisebenze lamaqembu amaningi kakhulu, sisebenze lo Jace Maravini, sisebenze lo le Black Mambazo, sisebenze lo Nkwali, sisebenze ya lamaqembu ethandanani, maningi kakhulu amaqembu ngawabalisa.
Sibuyo indlela lelo jelizwe lobomi, ikhaya labantu behleli Nina suka uti kuti pongogona niti noyana noyana pesulu.
Siyaga kumi uhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje ke sizwe ukuthi indosakusa ila madlalati amangaki lokuthi abafuna ukwathenga bengathola ngapi.
La madlalade angu 9 LS10 luzobuya nje masinya. La madlalade atholakala e-art gallery koBulawayo kuLeopold Takawira loJoshua Mqabo Womgomo Avenue. Siyabonga kakhulu
abali hambayo
bahambe
kanzima.
Indosakusa isibusise kamnandi ngamaphimbo amnandi uhlelo lwabantu woza woza Friday ngamajaka kithi eZimbabwe azithoba inhliziyo. Inhliziyo zenu uma zingakhathazeki balaleli, kholisani ikhefu lepasika liziphathe kahle. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 igama lomungu Ezra Jesus Bani.
Sikhoyo
isifo
asikho singe biko
niti
niti noyana noyana pesulu
noyana
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 noyana noyana noyana
niti
niti noyana noyana pesulu
yega
yega yekutanda zomhlaba
siyemga
zophela kamsinya nesona
kangela
edawu esibanda. Sibongile kakhulu Ezra Jesus Banda. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. UZulu weZimbabwe umanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa isiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika, kodwa kukhalwa ngokuswelakala kwemali. U-Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr., ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe, uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe ututuke. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande Lilayo.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.